This is Matt Wells at UN News. The legalization of cannabis in Canada for recreational use contravenes the key international drug control convention and is not a healthy lifestyle choice. That's according to Viroj Sumyai, head of the UN's International Narcotics Control Board, or the INCB, in an interview with UN News. On Wednesday, Canada becomes only the second country in the world after Uruguay to fully legalize recreational marijuana, allowing adults to buy the drug from federally licensed producers. Mr. Sumyai spoke to Paulina Greer, ahead of the law change in Canada.
We have our strong position on the action of Uruguay government and Canada now. Canada government, that the action taken by both country, both government, are contravening to the 1961 convention. Because according to 1961 convention, all drug classified under this convention recommend for use for medical and scientific purposes only. But this legalization is used for recreational use. The aim of the convention is to protect health and welfare of humankind. So just let the people smoke marijuana. It's not a healthy lifestyle.
But isn't it up to the culture of each country to decide for themselves? The INCB did make a special exemption for chewing coca leaves in Bolivia in 2013, coca being the main ingredient in cocaine.
Yeah, that is a different case and different avenue that the Bolivia government take, because the Bolivia government decided to leave the convention. And after 2 years, they're coming back with their own reservation about coca leaf chewing. And at the coming back stage, it is the duty of member state to decide that whether allow Colombia, allow Bolivia to coming back or not. And then the number of voting is much, a two-third majority of member state that can prevent Bolivia to coming back. During that period, number of the country that vote against Bolivia coming back is not least two-third majority. So Bolivia can come back with their own reservation. That is the case. But for Canada, it's different, because now the government of Canada take legal instrument in their parliament already, with our concern about the contravening of the aim of the convention. Canada is already ratified 1961 convention, full ratification without any reservation. And then now with this government, this new government, and then that's it. There is a populist policy during campaign for general election in that country that if he win, he will allow the people who vote to smoke marijuana. This is not a healthy lifestyle from my point of view, because I'm work in public health setting. I see a lot of problem already, because it's will create a chain reaction. It's not different from smoking cigarette. You got lung cancer, you got many NCD, heart disease. And the country have to bear burden on the cost of treatment for this kind of sickness to the people who smoke marijuana. This is the thing that will come very soon.
Is there anything else, sir, that you'd like to share with us?
So I want to ask for member state to consider this issue seriously, because it's the member state that you come up with this Single Convention on 1961. Member state agree to set up a rule of law to living together and dealing with some medicine that used for public health and psy, not for a recreational use. And then totally agree already. And now when time passed, and then there is a calling for liberalization of lifetime to use marijuana again. And then some state have the reservation about this issue also. There will be some statement, just like in ECOSOC meeting, there is statement from member state that they agree with position of INCB with regard to cannabis legalization in Canada, and then they fully support INCB. So member state should negotiate and decide it in Commission on Narcotic Drug to allow this thing furthermore, develop furthermore or not.
So you think that it's actually up to the member states to revisit these conventions and see if they still apply?
Not revisit. Revisit means you have to look at the issue of article in the convention, right? But this is the action that contravene the article in convention already. So with regard to the principle of shared responsibility, we live in the same world. So every country have their own responsibility with this problem.